Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In our last study, we saw that we are to, quote, pursue peace with all people, Hebrews 12:14. Israel was to offer peace to cities at war if they would covenant with them, Deuteronomy 20, verses 10 and 11. However, quote, "There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked," Isaiah 48:22. Such was true for the Canaanites, Deuteronomy 20, verses 16 to 18. They had pitted themselves against the God of heaven in an all-out war. Their idols were designed to be a mockery of the true God. They had despised his revelation to them through Noah, Canaan's grandfather, a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter 2:5. Abraham and the other patriarchs lived among them, and one of their own, Melchizedek, quote, was the priest of God Most High, Genesis 14:18. They knew the Egyptians, the world's superpower, had chosen to fight against the Lord and had been destroyed. They had the record of the destruction of Sodom, and later the defeat of Sihon and Og. Yet for all this, did they sue for peace when Israel arrived? No. They barred and bolted their gates against him. Little good that did when he removed the city walls. But one woman pled for peace, Rahab by name, and for all her loved ones. Did she get it? Of course she did. And the whole city of Gibeon. Yes, they did too. Anyone, whether a Moabite like Ruth or a whole wicked city like Nineveh, could seek peace through repentance and faith and find mercy with God. That is exactly the same today. Leading atheists, after having despised, argued against, and rejected God, were as warmly received as the prodigal son when they sought peace at his hand. Former idol worshippers, cannibals, prostitutes, even religious hypocrites, all have found God's grace and peace when they bowed in repentance at the foot of Calvary's cross.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.